بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء categorize ilm into one of three categories. One is ilm al-hal, that is knowledge with regard to condition of a person, whether a person is healthy, whether he is sick, condition of fasting or salah. Then ilm al-sir, knowledge with regard to a person's private life, when he's in private, how he should conduct himself. And then ilm al-waqt, knowledge with regard to the time. So today being Friday, falling under ilm al-waqt, some of the ahadith and adab and sunnah on this day. So among the best of days is the day of Jumu'ah. Because it comes so often every week, so we tend not to value it as much compared to, for example, Eid day. In fact, Friday is has more significance and more virtue than even the two Eids. This is the best day of the week, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him into Jannah, took him out. How is that a blessing? This was a means of insan coming to existence. And the day Qiyamah will take place. So Friday is the best of days. Ulama ikram explain also that to keep this virtue and to keep the honor of Friday, when we even gift our children, not that it's sunnah, but advise that we should gift them something on a Friday. This will keep that importance and virtue of Friday in heart. So from small, if they are trained like this, they'll realize the importance of Friday. In a hadith, we find many virtues. One such hadith is the person who makes ghusl, and a tara ghusl. Obviously, this does not apply to those sitting in itikaf, but a person who has a tara bath on a Friday, then he goes early to the masjid. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ. He goes early to the masjid. This is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we learn from the hadith. And in fact, in another hadith we learn that a person who comes first to the masjid, he gets the reward of sacrificing a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, those coming after that, the reward decreases. And then when the khatib comes to deliver the khutbah, then the angels close their books. The person who comes towards the end, he gets the reward of sacrificing an egg in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the earlier we come, the better. So man ghassala wa ghtasala wa bakkara wa btakara, he comes early to the masjid. Then wa masha wa lam yarkab, he comes walking, he does not come on a conveyance. So if a person is staying very far, then at least, even if he's coming with a conveyance, at least we try and walk a little bit. Then wa masha wa lam yarkab, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ, he comes close to the imam, the person delivering the khutbah. And وَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنْصَتَ, and he's silent and he listens very, very attentively. And part of the etiquette is to look at the khatib, not to look down, to fiddle with one's beard or play with the carpet. وَلَمْ يَلْغُ, he doesn't engage in futility. Then for this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ يَخْطُوهَا, for every step that he takes, عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ سِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا, he'll get 1 year's reward of fasting and 1 year's reward of tahajjud salah for every step, not the entire amal, but for every step he takes, he gets the reward of 1 year's fasting and 1 year's tahajjud salah. So if a person takes 100 steps, 100 years of fasting, 100 years of tahajjud salah. So amongst the ahadith, muhadithun mentioned that amongst all authentic ahadith, this hadith has the most virtue in it. The other hadith as well, but from amongst the authentic hadith, this is the one that has the most virtue in it. So this is some of the things we can do on a Friday. And then together with that, there are other things also. Person who applies itar, he applies oil. In fact, ghusl on a Friday initially was wajib. After that, the ruling changed a bit. But nonetheless, it's still highly recommended to perform ghusl on a Friday. Then another amal after the Jumu'ah Salah, person who recites 7 times Surah Fatiha, then the last 3 quls as we know it, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, 7 times each. Some riwayat mentioned only the last 3 quls, 7 times. Then a person will get protection from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. This includes all types of protection, physical protection, spiritual protection. We all need of it. So simple amal, a person can practice upon this also. Then Suratul Kahf, a person who recites Suratul Kahf on a Friday, for 8 days, he will be protected from the trials, from all the fitan. And if Dajjal has to appear in that time, this person will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. This is one of the most severe trials to to come. In fact, every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned his ummah about the trials of Dajjal. Then, excessive durood sharif on this day of Friday. Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jumu'ah. فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ صَلَاتَ فِي فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned the most virtuous days is Friday. So increase your, not read, but increase. Every day we should be reading Durood Sharif, but to increase our Durood upon Rasulullah ﷺ. For verily your Durood is presented to me. One Sahabi asked Rasulullah ﷺ that I wish to recite Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, to recite Durood upon you, O Rasulullah ﷺ, excessively. How much will I recite? So Nabi ﷺ tells him, whatever you wish. So he decides that he will recite, quarter of his time he'll dedicate towards sending salat upon Rasulullah ﷺ. Then Nabi ﷺ tells him that if you increase, then they're better for you. Like this, he increases it to half, then two-thirds. Then he tells Rasulullah ﷺ that I will dedicate my entire time to reciting salat, to reciting durood upon you, Rasulullah ﷺ. Nabi ﷺ tells him, then in that case, all your worries will be sufficed, and all your sins will be forgiven. So durood sharif is very, very powerful, very, very effective in increasing the love of Rasulullah ﷺ. But to recite with concentration, one of the shortest duroods is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 40 durood kitab is there, durood from the ahadith, which Nabi ﷺ himself teaches us. But sometime, at least with concentration, we can recite in any condition while walking. We don't even need wudu for durood sharif. But concentrate for a few minutes and recite dedicatedly in that manner. One of the mashayikh, they mentioned to focus the mind. Effective way to recite Durood Sharif, to picture oneself at the Rawdah Mubarak, all the blessings that are descending upon Rasulullah ﷺ, and some of that is being splashed onto you. Thinking of the sacrifices of Rasulullah ﷺ. So these are some of the actions we can do on a Friday. And lastly, there's a moment of acceptance on a Friday. Now, ulama ikram, they have various opinions, but one of the most famous and preferred opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is but the time just before sunset. So we should engage in dua, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special moment of acceptance. Fatima radiallahu anha used to have a maidservant. We should remind her of this time to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg for ourselves, for our family, for the ummah at large, for our dunyawi needs, for our ukhrawi needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.